If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
God sees that we are addicted to that which forever separates us from Him, sin, and He provides the only solution for separation from God and sin through a descendant of Abraham.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friend, don't you just love it when everything comes together? I mean, things like laying out plans for some design and they just work. Perhaps designing a play on the athletic field or court and everything just drops into place. Or maybe it's taking someone else's plans and following each step and voila, it works. Maybe it's a chef cooking a masterpiece dish or a musician that attempts the most difficult piece. But when you finish that project, catch that pass, make that score, complete that record time race, finish that dish, or master that concerto, there is a sense of satisfaction that comes over you like something you have never felt before. A peace, a pride, a relief, a power. And yet, that soon dissipates, particularly as you try to duplicate it and fail ever so slightly. We love when everything goes right, even perfect, but we know that it's not really perfect. There's a flaw somewhere. That's why we practice, practice, practice. At least that's what my piano teacher used to teach me. And yet there is something that is perfect and leads to a perfection and a peace. It's promised. That's what we are talking about today on Wings of the Morning. Right now, however, listen to Vertical Church Band as they sing about the Lamb of God.
You came from heaven.
Yeah.
In the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, chapters 6 and 7, God tells us about His promise, a promise that is particularly made to and through Abraham. It says, beginning in chapter 6, verse 13, when God made His promise to Abraham. Let me stop right there. What promise? Well, it's the promise that even though he was and Sarah was very old, that God would bless them with a child through which the whole world would have salvation offered. So let's continue. Since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And then further down it says, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath, which he says above this verse, puts an end to all argument. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. Two things, he says. One, his promise. He always keeps his promises. And two, his oath. There is no one greater than God. So this is absolute confirmation. But why is this promise so important? Because not all of God's promises are meant for everyone. Many are, some are not. But this one especially is meant for everyone. In this promise, the one big issue between God and man is dealt with finally. God sees that we are addicted to that which forever separates us from Him, sin. And he provides the only solution for separation from God and sin through a descendant of Abraham. But he makes this promise and makes this promise to be initially fulfilled when it would absolutely appear impossible when Abraham and Sarah were old, old people, not the age to have a child. Salvation from sin through a son of Abraham was promised. God promised. God swore his promise, even in the face of impossibility. And he kept this promise that from Abraham and Sarah's son, not anyone else's, not their servants, but their son, would come salvation to the world, both Jew and Gentile. My friend, this should comfort you and help you that God keeps the promises he makes that are meant for you. And God especially has fulfilled the promises to give you and me a way out of sin and back to him. His name of this promise is this son of Abraham, and it's Jesus. But then the inspired writer goes on to talk about Jesus as being our high priest in the order of Melchizedek. You see, Abraham knew this guy by the name of Melchizedek. He was the king of Salem, which means peace. He was the king of peace. And his name meant king of righteousness, Melchizedek. He was before, well before, the system God gave to Moses. And yet, he was a priest of God. He says later in chapter 7 that Melchizedek and his priesthood were greater than the Aaronic, the Levitical, that which Moses described. Because Abraham, from whom the others came, gave his tithes, the tenth owed to God, to him, to Melchizedek. So Jesus, who was descended from Judah, the son of Isaac, is the king, son of David, and high priest, not in Aaron's order or Levi's order, but in the order of Melchizedek. And he, even more than this special priest of God, is the king of peace, because he is the king of righteousness. Through Abraham, God promised the ultimate promise, salvation from sin. And through this promise, another and final King of Peace would come, not because he was in the lineage of priests, but because God appointed, anointed him. That can bring to you and me the ultimate peace, not from something passing and fading, but from the one who reigns as final sovereign of all peace. Then the writer asks, if perfection could have been attained through the Levitical priesthood, for on the basis of it, the law was given to the people, why was there still a need for another priest to come? But even the great King David said in Psalm 110 that one in the order of Melchizedek must come. Why even talk about perfection? Is this promise, this king, this peace tied to a perfection? The sacrifices in the Old Testament never took away any sins. They were imperfect, but they pointed to a promise and a peace that would perfectly forgive our sins and give us power over sin and for holy living. Jesus is the King of righteousness, the King of wholeness and peace, who became the perfect sacrifice. So it says, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. My friend, like all of us, always living in rebellion to God is no formula for peace. Trust his promise. Trust his peace. Rely on his perfect sacrifice to bring it all. Would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner and need forgiveness. I have tried other things. Only you can forgive and cleanse me. Please do and bring me your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. Call me on 877-306-HOME. Or you can reach me online at Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life as you find his peace. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.